The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines and a senior advisor, or the senior advisor, as I like to say, to healthcare.com. So there. Hi, Frank.
Hi. How are you doing? How are you doing today?
I'm very happy. Happy New Year. It turns out that April 1st, which isn't really April 1st, is not April Fool's Day, but rather the beginning of the new year.
Oh, what calendar are you using?
An ancient one.
An ancient calendar.
Pre-Pope Gregory. Pre-people putting their finger in the pie.
All right. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It was a 28-day calendar, and there was always some talk of Christ being born in the springtime because the shepherds were out tending their flocks, which doesn't usually happen on December 31st, December 25th. But another story for another day.
That's a theory. Well, I've got news for you for this week, whether it's the first day of the new year or we're just rolling into spring. And this is COVID news for the week from the federal government, because the federal government is now recommending a fourth vaccine shot right now. That's right. A fourth one. And sure enough, I turn on my TV and I see President Biden getting shot in his left arm on cable TV this week for the good of the country, which, by the way, was a hell of a lot better than watching Chris Rock get smacked in the face on network TV in front of 80 million people for no good reason, but I digress. Then at a small dinner party this week, everyone at the table said they were going for their fourth shot. And it's really easy. All you have to do is go online at CVS, for example, and you can get an appointment right away. I already got my fourth shot at CVS a month ago. But the president and I and the people at the dinner party have one thing in common. We're all kind of old. Plus, minor detail for me, I have a history of cancer, as a lot of you people know. So the question for today is, should everyone who's eligible for a fourth shot actually go out and get it? Now, you know, I'm a big fan of the vaccines, and I think they've done a tremendous job. But I say not necessarily. It's a tricky question and a tricky decision that you'll have to make. So allow me to anticipate a few of your questions, and I'm going to offer you some guidance here. So, Jill, are you ready for me to sort of proceed with the best advice I've been able to gather?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's start with the basic question. Let's start with who the FDA and CDC has decided is eligible. The FDA is recommending a fourth jab for everyone over 50 years of age. And that's everyone who got their third shot more than 4 months ago. The vaccine is waning. You're over 50. Go in and roll up your sleeve. Same goes for anyone over 12 years old who is immunocompromised, perhaps by being a cancer patient or a transplant patient, something serious like that. So all told, that's roughly one third of us. That's 100 million people. So one question is, why is the FDA and the CDC recommending a fourth jab now? I mean, after all, cases are way down from the Omicron peak. I mean, Connecticut, for example, only has about 88 patients in the hospital for COVID now. That's down from 2,000 at the Omicron high. And the CDC, which, by the way, keeps changing its mind, is no longer recommending. They're requiring, I should say. They are recommending, but they're no longer requiring masks indoors. So, look, collectively, that easing presents a problem. We're rolling back our protections drastically. Fewer than half of us are still wearing masks these days. We're sick of it. We're not distancing ourselves from strangers any longer. Go into the supermarket. You know, most people are not wearing masks these days. You're lucky if they're besides some plexiglass and they're not wearing masks either. And here's the kicker. We're rolling back just as a new subvariant, it's called BA2, is spiking in Europe and peaking in the UK right across the pond. And we're next. We're next for BA2. It's incredibly highly transmissible, more than Omicron. And it's already the dominant strain in the Northeast. That's us, folks. And it's heading west fast, too. So the FDA fears that cases, hospitalizations, and deaths will start spiking here in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So that's why the FDA is recommending a fourth shot now. They want to get ahead of what they see as this BA2 spike. So, Jill, any questions about the FDA's timing before I talk about the effectiveness of the shot?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Since this did nothing for the Omicron variant, why do they think that it's going to do anything for sub B.4.6.2.12.9.8.4?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. Because there's evidence that it will. So, but it's not the kind of deep evidence that we usually have. The FDA is largely relying on data out of Israel. And that data is preliminary. It has not yet been peer reviewed. So I'm telling you, that's not the usual depth of information that the FDA has. Still, the data seems convincing, at least for seniors. Now, for people 60 and older, a fourth jab was 73% effective against severe illness over there. And that's pretty good. But the data also showed that the fourth shot made no difference to people younger than 60, and that its effectiveness, whether you were older or younger, the effectiveness waned sharply after only a few months. So a lot of scientists have come to the conclusion, I think it's a very fair conclusion, that a fourth shot by itself is not a long-term solution to shutting down the coronavirus. Still, it looks like a smart move for people like me, the president, my wife, that is, a bunch of us older people. In other words, we're facing kind of a split decision, right? It's between the people who are getting old and the people who are really old. So at least that's my opinion. Now, remember, I am not a doctor. I just play one here on Robin Hood Radio. So by all means, talk to your doctor about this tricky decision. So, Jill, anything you want to have to say about the effectiveness or you know, my reliability and advice?
No, I will simply endorse it. And I think, you know, having read, you know, there have also been different articles this week, one in the Wall Street Journal, should you get a second booster, Axios, blah, blah, blah. And the thing that all of them have in common is that they keep stepping on each other because they just like, well, but then blah, 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 blah. So the best advice that just came out of your mouth, in my view, and is important is, talk this one over with your medical professional who knows your body. That's, you know, that's
your
what
body, your body, and your history,
right? And your proclivities and your sensitivities and your everything's right. Because we are now at the point where, you know, bluntly, and again, this is my opinion, even though it's your show. All I know is that basically going into the animal world, if I gave my dog like 4 rabies boosters in 2 years, and he's still got rabies, I would be concerned.
Yeah, well, I mean, Omicron, listen, coronavirus is with us. We're doing the best we can to learn to live with it, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But look, let's get to my informed opinion. It's opinion, but it's my informed opinion. If you're 60 or up, I would say go get that fourth shot, especially if you're 4 months out after your third shot. It will pump up your antibodies. They'll go back to the level they were after you got your third shot. And that means you're 95% protected from severe illness. You don't want this coronavirus and you don't want to get ill. Same goes if you're 12 or older, you're immunocompromised, or you have a chronic illness. But keep these 3 tips in mind. If you're over 50, and you're not 65, you're just 53, 4, 5, that kind of thing. Take a look in the mirror. Long look. Ask yourself, ask your doctor if you're as healthy as you used to be. I mean, fact is, 1/3 of people over 50 have a chronic illness like heart trouble or diabetes that leaves them vulnerable to coronavirus. Second, if you can, ask for a different vaccine when you go in for that fourth. to get as broad a range of vaccine strains as possible. For example, I had three Pfizers, but my CVS allowed me to pick a Moderna for my fourth shot. I was very happy about that. And third, if you're younger and you're healthy, you might be fine waiting for a new, more universal vaccine that we might have in the fall. Provided there isn't a surge in the summer, watch out, make sure there isn't this variant exploding someplace. And very importantly, then in the meantime, you should keep your guard up. You wear your good K95 mask in stores and stay away from strangers. Just precaution. And yes, you heard me right, you know, and this upsets people. No matter what happens this summer, the FDA will be back in August urging yet another shot. Now, hopefully it's going to be a more universal vaccine from both Pfizer and Moderna. The FDA will be pushing that fifth jab for older people and the chronically ill, just as they are now with the fourth. It'll be a defense against three things. The waning effectiveness of our last shot. Again, these shots last for about up to 6 months, but no more, 4 to 6 months. Some new variant can come along, and therefore you got to rush out and get a shot. And the fact that we'll soon be huddling again against the winter cold. So for all those reasons, the FDA will be pushing a fifth shot in the fall, which gets me to everybody's bottom line question. When will this coronavirus nightmare end? Now, the truth is, the virus will be with us forever. But you can control the threat to a large degree by learning to live with it. That means not ignoring it. It remains a threat to you. Don't ignore it. And most of all, stay up to date with your vaccines. That means no matter your age or your health, you should have had three shots by now. Yet we know one out of three of us haven't gotten a third shot. And that includes one out of three vulnerable people over 65. Two shots, so-called fully vaccinated. That's a PR disaster, that phrase. Two shots were fine against Delta variant, but not against Omicron. So you need a third shot to fight Omicron. That extra shot, that booster, that third booster, makes you 7% less likely to get hospitalized with COVID. Now, the older and more vulnerable you are, the more you should get a fourth jab now. And yes, you should expect to roll up your sleeve for a fifth jab in the fall as this fourth shot effectiveness wanes. As incredible as it sounds, one person out of 11 got the Omicron virus this winter. One person out of 11. That included me and my wife, despite three shots. But here's the point. The vaccine protected us from illness. We got infected on Christmas Eve, no less, but we never got a symptom, not even a sniffle. And only God knows what would have happened to us if we had not had all three of our shots and been fully protected. If we had not been fully vaccinated, if we had not gone out and gotten that third booster, I can't tell you how healthy we would have been and what kind of a ride we would have had with that medicine, with any medicine that we would have taken at that point and with that virus. So, look, as I've said week after week here, keep your guard up. Please, please, please protect yourself.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.